today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brother, dear sister, thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to. This is today's special, and we are in a special day. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Assalamu alayka ya Fatima. Today is Monday, 3rd of Jamadi Uthani, 1447 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Azar, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of November, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As I told you, today is the martyrdom of Lady Fatima, the dear daughter of the last Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. So we express our condolences on this sad occasion. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha wa ba'liha wa baniha bi'adadi ma the Holy Prophet and Hazrat Fatima. What was the relationship between these two great personalities in Islam? The Holy Prophet said, Fatima is part of me. Whoever annoys her annoys me. Fatima is part of me. Whoever offends her offends me. The love of the Holy Prophet for his one and only beloved daughter was unprecedented. At a time when ignorant Arabs considered the female child as a source of disgrace and a burden upon her family, the Messenger of Allah accorded her with highest degree of respect and showered his undying love over her. Aisha, the wife of the Holy Prophet, has been reported saying, "Never have I seen anyone resembling the Messenger of Allah in his way of standing and sitting more than Fatima. When she came in to see him, the Prophet, he would rise to his feet, take her hand, kiss her, and seat her where he was seated." Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has reported that Fatima had said, "When the verse, 'Do not make the addressing of the messenger among you like your addressing one another,' was revealed, I fear to call the messenger of Allah, Father. So I began calling him Messenger of Allah. He ignored me two or three times and finally said, 'Fatima, this verse was not revealed for you or your family, nor does it include your progeny. Call me Father. It is surely better for the heart and more satisfying for your Lord.'" Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima. We express our condolences on this sad occasion.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about the importance of Fatimiyah. Again, we have another verse of the Holy Quran in the ayah known as Ayatul Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Mathalu nuri ka mishkatan fiha misbahun al-misbah. Fi zujajatin al-zujajah. Ka'annaha kawkabun durriyun yuqadu min shajaratin mubarakah. شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم يمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم. So this verse of Holy Quran, Ayatul Nur, is not going to talk about the universe and creation, but it is concerned with the movement or the current of guidance, and the light of guidance of the Holy Prophet has been manifested in the presence, in the existence of Lady Fatima Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is, Lady Fatima Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has brought the whole universe and creation around her own existence and unveiled the kind of cover or hijab which was between the imam and the society and the ummah. Had it not been Lady Zahra Salamallahu Alaiha's confrontation with the current of hypocrisy, there would have been almost no serious signs of Amir al-Mu'mineen's opposition to that current of hypocrisy in historical documents. That is, Fatimiyah and the uprising of Lady Zahra Salamallahu Alaiha is the most important document that shows that there were two ways of thinking at the dawn of the Islam. Not one way of thinking. So this is very important to know that, the history is actually talking to us that there is another current at the same time at the dawn of Islam, except the current one. Because as the Orientalists have said, in the years of 11, 15, 20, or even 22 of Hijri, the lunar calendar, people were all the same and had no apparent differences. No, it was not the case. So there were, two different lines and lineage.
استشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجية عند الله اشفعي لنا.
In this part, we'll look shortly on a quiet funeral. In the darkness of the jet-black night, when eyes were asleep and voices were silent, a heavenly procession left Imam Ali's house while carrying the messenger of Allah's daughter to her final abode. This was on the night of the 3rd of Jamadi Thani, 11 AH. The heartbreaking procession moved towards an unknown location, followed by a small number of devoted ones. They were Ali, Hassan, Hussein, Zainab, and Umm Kulthum, Abu Dharr, Ammar, Miqdad, and Salman were following them. Where are the thousands who inhabited Medina? One asks. The answer came, Fatima made will that they may not be present at her funeral. The family and their friends hurry to bury Fatima. Then they rush back to their own homes so that no one would know where Fatima was buried. In such a matter, the first star from Ahlul Bayt set after the sun, the Prophet, and left everyone with the only light of Imamate. Condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of the only daughter of the last Prophet of Allah. Peace be upon him and his pure family. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and in this part, we look at the Lady Fatima's characteristics. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said once a blind man asked permission to visit Fatima, but she asked him to stay behind the screen. The Messenger of Allah asked Fatima, "Why did you screen him though he's blind and could not see you?" She said, "He could not see me, but I could see him." The Prophet said, "I witnessed it. You are apart from me." Once Imam Ali asked Fatima, "When is woman closer to her Lord?" She said, "When she keeps to her house." Imam Ali offered her answer to the Prophet, who said, "She's true. Fatima is apart from me." Veil is beauty and honor for woman. Whenever woman adorns herself with chastity, she will be in a highest position and most honorable rank besides gaining administration of them all.
You see, my dear brothers and sisters, when we speak about Lady Fatima, salawatullahi alayha, we have to understand that no matter what we say about her, we are only scratching the surface of Fatima. And that is enough for us. If we can scratch the surface of the life of Fatima, this is enough for us to be enlightened. And we have many examples of this. You know, Dua Kumail. Dua Kumail is one drop from the ocean of Ali ibn Abi Talib. We just want some drops from Ahlul Bayt because we can't handle the ocean. When we look at Lady Fatima, there is a title that she was given that many of us are familiar with. Many of us have heard the hadith whereby Rasulullah says, Fatima ummu abiha. Fatima is the mother of her father. Now at first glance, you may think that this is a poetic expression of love for the daughter of the Prophet. That this is a father who loves his daughter, and all fathers love their daughters. So when Rasulullah says Fatima is the mother of her father, it was an expression of emotional sentiment. It was a poetic way of expressing his deep love and affection for his daughter. But we know that the Holy Prophet is not an ordinary father. You and I, when we speak out of emotion. But when Muhammad speaks, Allah says, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ.
dear brother and sister, again we express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of the great lady, Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Assalamu alayka ya bint Rasulullah. Fi amanillah.
Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha. Wa ba'liha wa baniha. بعدد ما أحاط به علمك اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك
Can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah. You can write it down, but nobody cares. It's an untold story of our biggest fears. It can reach you with no warning. Yeah, yeah. When the sun goes down and there's nothing left around, can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may feel but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving. There's a part of me that won't understand, having sleepless nights with my head in my hands. I'm here and tears are falling, yeah. If I could right the wrongs, would you lend me a hand? I would make a difference to this beautiful land. If I'm nothing, I have my intention. When the sun goes down and there's nothing left around, can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may fear but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving. I need forgiving.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Yearning for your cure, this humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam, dear listeners, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. So today we begin with heavy hearts as we extend our deepest condolences to the Imam of the time, and to you, the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, the Muslims. On the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the beloved daughter of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his holy progeny, the radiant mother of the Imams and the embodiment of purity. So her life was short, only about 18, depending on historical accounts. Yet it's shone with unmatched light and continues to inspire millions across the world. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his holy progeny, said, "Fatimatu bada'atun minni." Actually, this is a very famous hadith. It says, "Fatima is a part of me. Whoever harms her has harmed me. And whoever angers her has angered me." This hadith is not a marginal note in history. It is found in many authentic or famous books among the Sunni and the Shia sources, like in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim and Musnad Ahmad and numerous Shia sources, making it a narration that both schools of Islam preserve with reverence. So, and this is actually very, very famous hadith. Why does the Holy Prophet mention that? Is it just because that she is her daughter, his daughter? Of course not. So the Quran itself supports this closeness in Surah Ahzab. Indeed, those who abuse Allah and his those who abuse Allah and His Messenger, Allah has cursed them in this world and the hereafter, and prepared for them a humiliating punishment. So those who annoy, those who pester, those who fight Allah and His Messenger, those who fight the beauties, the values, and all the goodness, they are going to face punishments. So, and the Holy Messenger says, whoever harms her harms me. And whoever harms the Holy Prophet, of course, tries to harm Allah. So if hurting the Messenger is so grave, and he himself says that hurting Fatima is hurting him, then the link is clear. To disrespect Lady Fatima is to oppose the Messenger, and ultimately to oppose Allah. Next question is, who hurt or who hurts Lady Fatima? Go look at the history, and you should not be unaware of that, because that's a big part of Islamic history, and it plays a huge role in who we follow. Think of a nation's flag. It's just fabric, but it represents identity, sacrifice, and unity. To dishonor it is to insult the whole nation. Now imagine Lady Fatima. She was not a symbol made of cloth, but a living embodiment of the Prophet's heart, his teachings, and his mission. To harm her was not just a personal offense. It was a rejection of everything the Prophet stood for. Once again, condolences, dear followers of Lady Fatima. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
This is the Heart of Life Pounding. IRIB English Radio.
Jamadi Athani III. To the strongest and most probable beliefs, it is the day when the whole heavens cried for the martyrdom of Lady Fatima Zahra, the princess of all women of the world. Affliction and agony will invade hearts of all Muslims every year on the martyrdom anniversary of Fatima, a candle in the wind.
والفرح ما نسيني يا مولاتي يا مولاتي يا مولاتي يا زهرة
يا مولاتي يا مولاتي يا مولاتي يا زهرة
Lady Fatima was a daughter of Muhammad and Khadija, wife of Ali and mother of Hassan and Hussein, and one of the five members of Ahlul Bayt. She became the object of great veneration by all Muslims because she lived closest to her father and supported him in his difficulties, and because of historical importance of her husband and her two sons, and that she is the only member of Muhammad's family that gave him descendants numerously spread through the Islamic world. Muslims regard Fatima as a loving and devoted daughter, mother, wife, a sincere Muslim, and an exemplar for women. It is believed that she was very close to her father, and her distinction from other women is mentioned in many hadith. Fatima Zahra, most of all, resembled her father in her looks, character, behavior, and conduct. She's the princess of all women of the world. Various aspects of Lady Fatima's life in the words of Tahsin Fatima Razavi.
In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, we're going to carry on with analyzing the life of our great lady of Islam, Hazrat Fatima Zahra. And we have seen so far the role played in her short-lived life that had, at this moment and at the present time and throughout history, had mellowed the dominant roles of people and groups like the feminist, and have taught us that by mellowing down our role and concentrating on each individual parts of our, so as to say, multidimensional role which each woman and man has to play, we have learned that there are better and supreme goals that one has to attain, and we must aim for those goals. Now to carry on and look at the life and how Hazrat Fatima Zahra showed us these and taught us these lessons are an example from her life and her, for instance, multiple skills that she had of eloquence and her political and social expertise and the powerful insight she showed at various stages. For instance, there was a time when a woman had come to Hazrat Fatima Zahra and had said that I have a weak mother who has many questions with regards to worship. And the woman carried on asking the questions. But the questions came one after another and she carried on, to the extent that she had to come another day. And the next day she apologized to Hazrat Fatima and said, maybe I have taken too much of your time. Maybe I have tired you. But Hazrat Fatima Zahra in return said, no, ask anything, because it's like a man who has to transport, for instance, a load to the top of a mountain for 1,000 dinars. What do you think? Would it bother him? Because at the end, he's going to get so much money. The woman replied, no. So Hazrat Fatima Zahra said, my reward for every question that you ask is similar to imagining the whole of the space of the earth from the ground to the divine throne full of pearls. Now, with this, we see what Hazrat Fatima Zahra is trying to say. We see that if a woman concentrates on knowledge, acquiring knowledge, and then passing on that knowledge to help others to solve their problems, this is the reward we gain by helping them. There are events in the following manner about Hazrat Fatima Zahra and her bravery. She was apparently present with the Holy Prophet and at times with Imam Ali in roughly around 30 wars and battles that took place at that time. Fatima Zahra also shows her bravery when she goes into public and society and demands for her rights, for her usurped rights, namely the Garden of Fadak back, when Imam Ali, her husband, was dragged to the mosque to pay allegiance to the ruler that he did not want to. She faced the time when her house was set on fire. She faced the time when, during the attack at her house, she was wounded and she was beaten. And due to that, she had miscarried her child, Mohsin. In fact, it is Fatima who has trodden this path of perfection, as we have seen from her life. And because of this, she is a guide for other women to follow. This all shows the importance of the role of Hazrat Fatima Zahra. Hazrat Fatima Zahra, by her very small life and every act, every behavior, every step that she had taken and every word that she had uttered had become an example and a lesson for us that at a time of such corruption, at a harsh times, at times of sorrow, she was still as strong as anything and stood against all this because she believed in the message sent to the Holy Prophet, which was displayed in practice by her husband Imam Ali. It was the divine message, so she believed in Allah and she followed on the course of the path of the divine message and thus practiced it in her life.
زهرة عيشتي بحيرة مو هم أصحاب النبي ما أظن عيدهم غيره يا مولاتي يا مولاتي يا مولاتي يا زهرة
As a daughter, Fatima Zahra loved her parents so much that she won their love and regard. The behavior of Prophet Muhammad towards his daughter Fatima Zahra was special. Prophet Muhammad showed unique respect to his dear daughter. Whenever Fatima Zahra came to see him, he welcomed her, stood up to show respect, and even kissed her hand and made her sit at his own place. The love between the father and daughter was not a one-way process. Instead, Fatima too immensely loved her father like he loved her. When Hazrat Khadija passed away, she was not more than 6 years of age. After the death of her mother, she always looked after the comfort of her father at home. Fatima was such a daughter who constantly and stably followed the footsteps of her father. Fatima Zahra was virtue personified. In fact, she's considered the greatest lady that ever graced planet Earth. Whatever Prophet Muhammad said about her was to make people aware of her position and status that would serve as an example for women of all time. Sheikh Usama Al-Attar elaborates on the life and times of Lady Fatima Zahra.
One of the attributes of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is fasaha, eloquence. Today we will take a look at one of these examples of eloquence in the sermon of Fatima Zahra salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayha. I would like to mention three important points in her sermon, among many other things, of course. She says, "Oh people, be aware, I am Fatima and my father is Muhammad. This is who we are. And if you reflect upon him, you will find that he is my father among all of your women. He's only my father. And he is only cousin of my husband among all your men." Fatima Zahra is trying to remind people, he is the brother of my cousin, referring to Ali ibn Abi Talib, among all your men. In other words, don't you think that Ali ibn Abi Talib and I are equivalent to you people? No. And what else? What else does she say? She strengthens her points. She also mentioned to the people, she said, "People, didn't my father Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, يُحْفَظُ الْمَرْءُ فِي وُلْدِهِ? When you honor a person, you honor him through his children. After he dies, how you honor a person who's dead? Through his children, taking care of the children. When you take care of the children, then you've honored this man who has passed away. You don't come to the house of the man who has passed away and you threaten to burn it down. This is not how you honor him. You don't come and attack the house. This is not how you honor him." Read Ibn Qutayba in Imam An-Siyasa. He said 9 men, including the second man, they came and they threatened to burn the house of Fatima. They told the second man, "Fatima is in the house." Qala wa'in. So what? Allahu Akbar. Is this how you honor Rasulullah? Is this how you pay respect to this man who saved you from the hellfire? So, she says, "Didn't my father say that you honor a person by taking care of his children?" She's reviving the tradition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ahadith of Rasulullah. She's fighting against that policy of the state. Then she starts going into the meaning of the Quran. They decided to put aside the meaning of the Quran. She fought against that. How? When she discussed about her right in the land of Fadak and inheriting the land of Fadak. Is it fair that you inherit your father? She's talking to the first Khalifa. You can inherit your father, but I cannot inherit my father? What have you done? You have neglected the Quran and put it behind your backs. This is what she's talking about now. She's fighting against this second policy of the state. So she's now interpreting the Quran. She's quoting these verses to tell people, you cannot leave the Quran and the interpretation of the Quran. So then she turns to the first Khalifa and to the Muslims. And she tells them, "So do you claim that you are more aware and understanding of the Quran than my father and my cousin?" Again, she is fighting that ideology to put down Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So you see, she's elevating Amirul Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi. One time when she said that he is the only brother of the Prophet among all your men. He is the only one with Rasulullah who understands the Quran and the meaning of the Quran. Fatima Zahra is fighting against this ideology. She's saying that, one, the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are extremely important. She mentions them in her sermon. Then she mentions the interpretation of the Quran, specifically with regards to these verses that talk about earth and inheritance. She also interprets other verses in the Quran. So she's interpreting the Quran, and then she's elevating the status of Ahlul Bayt such that people realize that these are the three ideologies that are being introduced by the state, and she's fighting against them. And that's what she's saying. So you see, my dear brothers and my dear sisters, among many other things, of course, addressed in the khutbah, where she calls upon the people, especially the Ansar, the people of Medina. She said, you were the ones who helped my father. Why are you turning your backs against me today? Why are you turning your backs to me today? Where are you? She made everybody cry in the majlis. But unfortunately, she wanted to deliver the proof, the hujjah, so that people wouldn't say we didn't know. But people deliberately decide to ignore. She used to go to the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Take with her Hassan and Hussein, sit at the grave. She would pick up some of the sand of that grave and smell it and shed her tears. She would say, tell the Prophet, tell the one who has been now buried in the sands, if you can hear me and hear my cries, so many tragedies have been inflicted upon me, such that if these tragedies would have been inflicted upon the day, it would have turned into night. It would not have bared these tragedies, these issues, these complications. And all this stayed with her. She lived only the maximum 6 months after the departure of Rasulullah. At the age of 18 years old, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves this dunya and departs to join her father Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A small procession of devoted ones, sobbing with grief, with their faces covered, is quietly moving towards an unknown location to bury someone special, someone they loved. It was a dark night of the 3rd of Jamadia Thani of the year 11th Hijra in the city of Medina, the city of Prophet Muhammad, just few days after passing away of Prophet Muhammad. They were kids with their father and his close friends walking quietly with patience and happy with their Lord over what they went through during last few days. But they were sobbing, suppressing their voices. Tears were flowing but without a sound, concealing their grief so that no one can hear them in the dark, quiet night. They wanted no one in Medina to know about what they were going through. When eyes were asleep and voices were silent, a heavenly procession left Imam Ali's house while carrying the messenger of Allah's daughter, Fatima Zahra, to her final abode. Yes, Fatima's children were walking in the quiet funeral procession of their beloved mother. But where are the thousands who inhabited Medina? What has happened? Why nobody? Why funeral and burial in dark night? Yes, Fatima Zahra had requested Imam Ali that they are not allowed at her funeral. She wished to be buried in the dark night quietly and her grave be hidden from everyone. There was a dead silence, so long with no word. Dead silence, just tears, just sob, just grief. But wait, a sobbing sigh was heard. Somebody was weeping. Yes, it was Imam Ali, the hero of Badr, Uhud, Khaybar, Khandaq, and several other battles. Back in home again, the kids were sad, lonely. Their mother was not with them. Imam Ali was taking care of them. He was consoling them. But it was not an easy task. He would calm the kids and then himself move away to a corner of house so that they don't see him and then cry out himself. This was a narration of the sad and quiet funeral of Fatima Zahra, Salamullah alayha, the leader of all women of the world, the lady who was heavenly, who held pivotal position in the household of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
From her, the offsprings came. From her, the divine knowledge carried on. From her, the divine message never stopped.
But if I don't respond, be aware that I have joined my father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. She goes, she faces Qibla, and she rests.
We express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima Zahra, a candle in the wind.
Yeah. لربك راضية مرضي الله قد الله قد أراد لعرش السعادة ما شاء الله
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, brother Mahdi. Thank you for having me, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program.
Thank
it's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the music or the musical miracle of the Noble Quran. Then, we all are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter of the Noble Quran. And at the end, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation from different aspects. Stay tuned. Well, in the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. As always, we are going to talk about the miraculous music of the Noble Quran. Brother Muhammad, up to now we have talked about a lot of aspects of the music of the Noble Quran. The rhymes, the way the sounds try to convey the meanings, and a lot of other aspects. Let's continue our discussion, brother.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We gave some examples of in the Quran where the words and the letters, they help us better understand the meaning, and we can actually visualize the meanings of the verses just by pronouncing those letters and uttering those words. Another example I'd like to give today of this issue is in verse 50 to 51 of Surah Al-Muddathir. كأنهم حمر مستنفرة ثرت من قسورة. Allah is talking about what is the matter with some people that they turn away from admonition, from tadhkirah, when someone is preaching them to be pious, to fear Allah, to believe, to refrain from committing sins, to do good. What is it with some people that it's as if they are donkeys, frightened donkeys, who are running away from a lion, from a hunting lion? The word qaswara is rarely used, which means hunter or lion, okay? And this strange word,